是到底仪式考见面，你是释迦牟尼佛上身，给他观念他究竟他这个六祖教导我们要走进心念，要清净心的念，就是不要打妄想，清清楚楚明明白白来念本师三称，来念太清净。
We're following the procedures, starting by reciting 3 times of Shakyamuni Buddha's name, and then following that with the verse for beginning the sutra. Again, when we do that, we follow what Patriarch Master Wei Nan said. When we recite, we have to collect our mind and purify our mind.When we recite it, please join your palms.
Namo
Bun Shi Shi Jia Moni Fu. Namo Bun Shi Shi Jia Moni Fu. Namo Bun Shi Shi Jia Moni Fu. 无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。 The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
那每一次在念这个开经偈文，你有每一次不同的感受，但是就是无干扰，就是反正就是把这样念嘛哈，就是行礼如仪照念。
Each time when you recite this verse for beginning the sutra, is it that you have different reaction when you recite it, or you simply just follow?The words with no particular reaction to it.
Oh, you have used meditation, then come back to this. We often see the texts, often see the teachings, often come to this point to speak Buddha. So you feel that you have not used meditation, so you don't feel that it is Buddha or Weimiao. Then you often see the texts, you don't feel that it is many thousand years.
The reason that is that the current situation is that we don't really practice very hard particularly. At the same time, we are able to see sutra so easily and able to hear Dharma so easily. So we can't really understandWhat the verse mentions, the so-called unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma, is difficult to encounter. We can't relate that. I
sometimes say,
Also, here says, receive and uphold it. That has a particular meaning. Also, it's not just every day we recite the sutras, we just recite the sutras, we call that receive and uphold it. No. It actually is when you put what's mentioned in the sutra into your daily living, and through the action of body, speech, and mind, you are put what you recite.Into action through your body, speech, and mind. That we call it, you actually receive and uphold the sutra.
讲的贵人是一点，我们就像当法师的会讲，直接佛法讲师能够讲，也并不仅是口是说辞。能以口讲，你身有没有行，你意有没有跟着佛法道理走，这才真的叫善事。然后关照到这一点的话，所以要真的能够了解真实意义，未必只是粗浅的了解，但是我们身口意义没有转。
To explain it in the even finer terms, even for Dharma teachers or lecturers, when they teach, when they talk the Dharma, they not necessarily really uphold or receive what they've been teaching. If they are not really transform their mind and actions in accordance to the sutra that they're teaching, then they are not really uphold or receive the sutras. They only simply understand the meaning in a very shallow form.
The most所以难怪呢，这个就是我中国人本来这个大德呢都讲，要了解佛教智慧呢，你就不能不看《金刚经》，但是要讲到佛法的修持或修正这种印证，你就不能不了解《坛经》。所以这个是我在准备《坛经》的这个过程呢，就越能够更深的了解到说，啊，真的是他这个字字珠玑哈，告诉我们你内心的这真实状况。
It is no wonder all these great Dharma masters and teachers have said, if you want to truly understand wisdom from the Buddhist point of view, you have to understand the Diamond Sutra. And if you want to know how to apply, how to attain,the Buddha Dharma, then you have to really understand deeply what the Platform Sutra is talking about. So each time when I prepare for the talk of the Platform Sutra, I again and again understand every word of each word that contains the precious message to someone who really wants to practice and put into action, transform.Your mind.
这个可能中文比较贴切哈，这个比较翻译，中文比较能传神，比较翻译的西方女生伤心。好，我们今天呢要正式进入到第二章，这个中文是叫《四功德净土第二》啊，在别的版本呢，因为这个六祖禅定有很多版本。别的版本是讲到疑问品，那疑问章或者疑问品，这边呢我是用潮汐本，它的中文是叫四功德净土第二品。
Today we'll talk about chapter 2 based on the version of the translation that you are reading. They have a different title for this chapter. For example, the one we're going to talk about is the 潮汐 versionwhich translates this chapter title as Virtue, Mary's Virtues and the Pure Land. And other, maybe Dong Huang translation will be in title of Question and Answer chapter.
疑问品它也是道理，其实是两个，这一章里面总主要讲两个疑问，不是两个主题，就是功德有否功德的问题，这是第一个主题。在第二个的问题，我们是净土，就到净土的，到西方极乐净土的问题。这一章其实讲两个主题，就是功德与否，有没有功德哈，还有当然是到西方净土的问题，两个主题。
It's a good name to name this chapter as questionnaire chapter, you know, because what's tapped into it in this chapter.Are two questions. First one, whether you have or not have virtues and merits. That's the first question. The second question is to go to the Western Pure Land. First, we're going to explain the first question, whether or not you have merit and virtue.
这个主题呢，就是在中国的，不一定是佛教或那个佛教界哈，就是中国的这个，只要中国人，大部分的都能听过这个故事，非常有名的。反正他不上家家户晓啦，那个非常有名的这个就是关于八木祖师跟梁武帝的故事。
This chapter started by mentioning a story between Buddha Dharma, Bodhidharma, and Emperor Liang. Now this story is quite famous, not only among the Buddhist community, it is also very famous among just across the board about our Chinese educated people.
这个才见的这个曾经是非常的在佛中国世间呢非常通行的，其实非佛教徒也都知道那智慧的故事。
This situation also can indicate that the popularity of this particular sutra, the platform sutra, among Chinese people.
好，这个故事就是其实就是达摩祖师呢。大摩祖师他出来中国呢，要来，祖师西来意哈，他来这个中国呢，要来弘化，就被梁武帝请到这个京城，就建业，当时的京城。但是呢，这两个人呢，梁武帝呢问这个达摩呢，说这个我啊一生呢，哇，造很多的事业，供出家众，布施种种，供斋，哇，有没有功德？他们不是说没有功德，这个对于这样的回答呢，两个人就不相应了。这个，然后自己碰了鼻子灰，他以为呢，这个达摩祖师一定是非常赞叹他，大肆的歌颂他的功德，结果没有哈。所以这个达摩祖师也知道梁武帝的这个姻缘没有成熟，他离开了这梁武帝呢，到了自己就到嵩山少林寺呢。去面壁了哈，就自己在用功等待有缘人啊。
The story was like this. The first patriarch, the Bodhidharma, Bodhidharma, came to China during the Emperor Liang time. He was invited by the Emperor.At that point, the city is called Jianye. When they met each other, the emperor asked the master. He said that, oh, I've been over the years, you know, built temples, create sanctions for monastics, making offerings,vegetarian feasts. I did all these things. Did I get any kind of virtues and merits? The master said, none whatsoever. At that point, the emperor couldn't understand because he thought what he had done so much to promote Buddhism.Should have gained some kind of great merits or virtue. But the master said no. So therefore, both of them did not have the right affinity to continue. So the master just left and went to Shaolin Temple at the time is a Shaolin Temple situated at the Songshan. And then he
continue his own practice and waiting for the right causes and conditions for him to transmit the Dharma to the right people.
这边故事你们都知道了哈，后来碰到这个就是度了二祖，就是慧普禅师，后面的也是有名的这个禅师，接着就开始这个中国的禅法开始传下来。但这个是这个故事呢，大家互相哈，所以这个在这边呢，维智史大家看到这边维智史呢，会供养为这个六祖呢设过大会斋。在灾后呢，他惯例呢，他请法，请法，请大师说法呢。他提到这个有名的故事，他说他不懂为什么会没有功德，要请慧能呢回答。慧能的回答同样哦，实无功德，跟大木祖师答案是一样的，没有功德。他说你不要怀疑呢，这个圣人呢，就是指达摩呢讲的话，达摩祖师的话呢。梁武帝呢，因为他的心邪，所以他手上的讲义，应该讲纲。武帝心邪，不知正法，道士供养布施设斋，名为求福，不可将福变为功德。看到了没有？
看到。
他说，因为梁武帝呢，心邪呢，邪大家不要想到说这怎么多么坏哈，这么基本上我们中国字想邪呢，就非常的好像邪魔鬼怪，或者是非常作恶多端的这些。意思以佛法讲呢，他就是心离开这个正法，或者是向外求，心向外求呢，我们就是邪，大家了解吗？他说他这个梁武帝呢，不知道佛法的是真义啊，老师佛法是讲真的，讲你的心性，不是讲的事相的，所以说梁武帝心邪，不知正法，他是造事供养布施设斋呢。这些呢，其实是一种福业的行为，不可将这个福业的行为呢当作功德，而功德实在是在法身当中，不在修福，在做善业之中。
So this story was quite popular and famous, and I believe all of you, maybe most of you, have heard the story. And then following that is then the second patriarch, Hui Ke, met the first patriarch, the master, and this story also is quite well known, how they met and how the second master, second patriarch received his input. Anyway, so the chapter starts by this, the magistrate Wei, asking the same question because he also, do not quite understand how come Bodhidharma answered the Emperor Liang that he had no merits and virtues. And sixth patriarch, so he asked the same question to the sixth patriarch. The sixth patriarch answered the same thing, no virtues and merits. He then further explained, if you could see the translation part, on the paragraph, starting by say the master said, there actually was not merit and virtue. And he also said, do not doubt the words of a sage. Emperor Wu of Liang's mind was wrong. Now, here translate was wrong in Chinese. It has sort of the character xie has this kind of deviation, but that xie actually does not have that meaning. It's simply just his understanding is of the Dharma, of the so-called virtue merits are not correct. Because if the mind is away from the true Dharma and seeking something outside, that itself is xie, is not correct. So, therefore, the master explained that the Emperor Liang did not understand really the true Dharma. Therefore, what he has done can only qualify as seeking blessings, not gaining any merits and virtues. because merits and virtues are, you can have that when you are, your actions, speech and mind are in accordance with the mind.
这个主题大家有没有兴趣、啊、哇，那这样子就请我们一共补上一下，那我这么认真尤其我们厨房的补上人哈，哇，这个厨房就是在聊大聊嘛，是在水深火热嘛，大尿瓜碎尿瓜，还听得懂哪里吗？外面热，里面也热哈，但是这夹攻啊，这么真的，难道都一点都没有那个什么？有福哈，有福，但是这不是功德哈，不是功德，等法师慢慢解释，先不要急哈。
Are you interested in this subject? Interested in what we are trying to say here? Because on the surface, if you all, especially for those volunteers working in the kitchen, you know, sweat and then heat and, you know, it's really, the environment is really kind of uncomfortable physically. And you're working so hard and you're telling me I have no merits and virtue. And so...We will explain later on what do we mean by that. You definitely gain a lot of blessings, but gaining blessings is different from having virtue and merit.
我们佛法讲四熟地二地四熟地正义地
There is a two aspects when we talk about Buddha Dharma.One is the so-called mundane, you know, the Dharma of the absolute truth, or the Dharma of the ordinary or mundane truth, or conventional truth.
世俗地就随顺世俗来讲啊，我们世间的人呢，当然世间人才是有分很多种层次，对于。比较好一点层次呢，他有因果观念，知道阿修福报。那这一点呢，不用讲，我告诉你，就是为非作歹，他不想上，不相信有因果的道理。我们有讲到这个比较有善根的人，知道要修福。但是呢，就是修福呢，求福报，是世间世俗来讲修福，所以就是有这个，所以因为有种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，我们做善有善果，善果。做恶有恶报，所以造因就有果。即使我们修行人也一样啊，诸位在座的大部分都修行人啊，好像也有少数是来听佛法的，但是也不能说他不用修行。所以这么总观来讲，修行人也希望能得果报，但这其实希望求得果报呢，也都是一种有漏的一种想法，都是有漏的，就是说世俗地有漏。
So from the perspective of conventional truth, everybody are different. Some people have better virtuous roots, they understand causes and effects. So they will cultivate good deeds to expect a good outcomes.And that also include people who are practitioners like you. All of you, I believe, here are practitioners. So when you practice, you're expecting something, some outcome, of this practice you're doing. And for people who are not, who don't have these, virtuous roots, they don't believe in causes and effects. So they will, do bad things and they don't think something is going to happen to them. So all these, you following this so-called, you planted whatever kind of seeds, you're expecting some kind of fruits will come out. This is, you know, cause and effect. If you follow this conventional truth, we call that practice with outflow.
我们做善呢，也是愿得好报呢。得到好的果报，是今生做好， 就是愿力到来生会得到好的果报呢？你果报享受完了，还有没有？各位，还有没有？这就比喻呢，就像我们今天在银行，在银行里面，你存钱，今天存银行，明天又去把提出来，大家想看银行到底有没有钱？没有了嘛，这都没有了，怎么是像怎么是有那个呢？怎么是有功德？有的话也是假功德，那不是就近的，那知道吗？
The reason we said is blessings with outflow. That is because, okay, you perform certain virtuous deeds, and you will have some virtuous fruits to gain. And it's like you put some money in the bank, you have some savings. And then when you take the money out of the bank,you no longer have money in the bank. So these kind of actions is temporary, it's not lasting. It can, you know, when you take it, when you exhausted the virtuous deed that you performed, then it's no longer there. So therefore we call that with outflow. It's not, it's not really absolute. Do you understand what I was trying to? Was it clear in English? Outflow is 有漏，有漏。Outflow, outflow.With outflow meaning like you contain something, but there's a hole there. You keep sitting out. That is related.So outflow simply explained is like you're trying to do something good, right? But because you're expecting some outcome, as if you are trying to contain something, and yet that container itself has a hole, has a hole. So what are you trying to contain in the container? It keeps looking, it losing you. You keep losing it. You know, so you can't contain all together because it's going, you know, disappearing.That is the phrase we call outflow or with or without, right? Is that? Yeah, it's related, but we're not explaining in that perspective right now.
That's supposed to mean that the merit or
the virtue
is, or the results of the virtue are temporary. Is that what you mean? Like, is that a whole blocking?
No, we're saying blocking.
The blessing,
but the fact that the blessing is temporary. Yes. Right. 那我是有漏，对不对？我们另外佛法跟名词叫生灭，其实我们另外一个论点讲说有两门哈，观察佛法道讲这个世间是道理，一个是真灭门，第二个真如门。真灭门就是即使我们这个世间有违法的一切门，来自于。在三界里面的一些活动，而且即使是修行也是一样，它就是属于真面的。它得到一种结果报之后，这果报这个力试用结束了就没有了，就灭了。另外一个名词叫生灭，真灭，这就是一切都是在有漏当中，有了辛苦努力的该没了，然后反正都只享受果报，然后慢慢就是生病。就像我们人也是一样，你这前世呢，今持戒修行中都做种种善。今生得到种种的富贵荣华，你就在享受这果报。好的果报到最后，你这一次生命结束的时候，这福报享尽了，完结束了，就灭掉了。这叫生灭门。另外一个解释叫生灭。
But the other way to explain the conventional wisdom or the cause and effect, we use that arising and perishing.The reason we explain arising and perishing is that when you perform good deeds, you accumulating your blessings. So this arising, this amount of the blessings. But when you are, receiving these blessings that accumulate, in other words, you are expanding all the blessings that you have accumulated, then that blessings are perishing while you are spending them. So it's sort of this blessing is sort of following this arising and perishing. This is how it works, the process. So it's not always there, because once, for example, maybe in your this or previous lifetimes, you have done very good deeds. So you born in a better family, you have a better job, you are in a better comfortable situation right now. That is because you are expending these good deeds, the good you accumulating the good blessings you have have accumulated in this lifetime. And once you exhausted that, then they are gone. They're no longer there. So therefore, we call that arising and perishing to describe the blessings, how that the behavior that if one is seeking for just the blessings, that's the outcome. That is how what's going to happen. And the other term, which we then the opposite way of describing this arising and perishing is true tathagata. True tathagata is not, you don't exhaust that, never exhaust it, always is there.
那讲我们现在讲到几趴，那讲越讲越复杂。
Okay, we should stop. We're getting too complicated here.
对啊。
Is it true? We're getting a little too complicated here?
对，所以其实大家慢慢知道，福德跟功德是不一样的哈。
Just understand, there is a difference between blessings and merits and virtue. Now, Master Huinen, Sixth Patriarch, told us that the so-called merit and virtues are in your own Dhamma nature. The Buddha nature.
真正的功德其实它是不生不灭，它是不增不减的，它是不来不去的，就《心经》讲的道理哈。
True merit and virtue are not arising, are not perishing, not increasing or decrease.
不增不减，这个意思。
Not coming nor going. Yeah.
好，这边又拆，这边就是一开始直接呢，这个六祖呢直接回答哈，直达回答问题，然后再来呢后面的解释，就是在辨别解释什么是功，什么是德，一共有六句，好，这大家看一看，这个见性是功，平等是德，这个对，念念无自，常见本性，真是妙用，这一句呢。 这个可以连，刚才合起来一段哈，这解释什么是功是什么是德。在第二段呢，第二句是内心见性是功，外行于理是德，这是第二段。在第三，自性建立万法是功，心体无念是德。在第四，不离自性是功，应用无染是德。在第五句呢，看看，念念无间，自修性念念无间是功，心行平直是德。 六自修性之功，自修生智德，哇，这个六智慧的大师的智慧哈，这解释功德非常的淋漓尽致，分了六句来告诉我们什么是功德，辨别功德。
So following this, Master Huinen, the patriarch, sixth patriarch, used six different ways to explain. What is merit and what is virtue? So if you follow, if you look at the text, it says that it started by saying, seeing your own nature is merit, and equanimity is virtue. That's the first. And the second one is, inner humility is merit, and the outer practice of reverence is virtue. And then following that, the third one is, your self-nature establishing the 10,000 dhammas is merit, and the mind substance separate from thought is virtue. And then following that is, not being separate from the self-nature is merit, and the correct use of the undefiled or self-nature is virtue. That is number four. And the fifth is that continually of thought is merit, and the mind practicing equanimity and directness is virtue. And then the last one will be self-cultivation of one's nature is merit, and self-cultivation of the body is virtue.
这个内容呢，我想看能不能分三次讲哈，就是六句，他们分三次讲，然后讲把这个第一个主题嘛讲完，就是辨别功德跟报德，分三次来看怎么可行。
I want to try if we could break it in three different times to talk to cover the six ways of explaining merits and virtue and see if that's workable. First, we want to go deeper into explaining what is the difference between blessings and merits and virtue.
我们来看第一个，见性是功平等之德，这功呢，其实是一种很努力，很努力的一种过程，可以说是结果，努力的这种过程，得呢，是从努力而得到的一种体验，一种反应，或者一种表现，那叫，要不要重复？
重复一下。
得是一种努力的一种过程，努力的过程，那得呢，其实是从努力的过程呢。
So the first, it talks about seeing your own nature is merit and equanimity is virtue. It can also, the equanimity is virtue, that virtue can be explained as also the sort of the expression or the outcome of one's cultivation, what you will be perceived once you truly cultivate the Dharma, and you will get the equanimity, and that is the outcome of your practice, what you will gain.
其实就是见佛性，见法佛性，其实就是，或者见空性，见到或者我们说见到法性，其实就是法性就是我们一切众生的本性。那什么是本性呢？其实我们本性是什么？就是没有烦恼，没有分别心，没有执着心的这种状况，那种亮的清净。So
he talks about seeing your own nature. Well, this subject has been taught by many teachers. And when we talk about seeing your own nature, it can be also, say, seeing your Buddha nature, seeing the nature of emptiness, seeing the Dhamma nature. And this true nature of all sentient beings, what is it? It is this kind of state that there is no vexation, know the differentiation mind, and there's no attachment. So it's that state we talk about, the true nature or original nature of all sentient beings. So what is that state? We talk about no vexations, no mind of referential, and no attachment. It is really hard for us to fathom, for ordinary sentient being to fathom that state, right? The state so-called our original nature. Therefore, all the masters had tried very hard to use analogy to show us what that means. For example, in the Platform Sutra, it used example of water, right? It when the mind arises, then it's like the water starts become creating waves. And that waves, right? Waves and the relationship between the waves and the water as example explaining what is the relationship of our original nature and vexed nature, the vexed state.
他翻译的里面，像今天同中文嘛，今天同他意识哈，要不要再翻中文？<笑>就是水跟波浪的比喻哈，那个水呢，它遇到风会被风的刺激呢，水面上起涟漪，或者是它当然看境界了，那大风大浪的时候，它就胸涛汹涌，波涛汹涌，像海水一样。那一旦没有这些境界之后呢，水又恢复它平静的这种现象，比较平静的像一面水，像一面的镜子。
So, to elaborate more about this example, when the wind blows on the water, the water starts moving, the waves start creating. And if it's really strong, then you have really like a tsunami kind of thing, you know, it's really strong waves and tide is created. That is symbolizing when the mind is vexed, right? When the mind is so vexed with the external situation, then the water started to really become this kind of all kinds of forms. But when the mind is settled, completely still, then it's like the mirror. And at that state, it's like our original nature. Completely still, like a mirror, reflection. Is that clear?
不是说最好的譬喻，另外一种譬喻呢，就是把譬喻虚空，虚空哈，譬喻里就我们的法性，虚空，诸位虚空有没有什么东西？它本身是没有东西的，但是我们看到虚空好多东西啊，起码有我们这些啊，有三乘大地种种一切，但是这些跟虚空有什么关系吗？虚空它是因为它空，所以可以容纳。 万事万物，所以有一句话，论理讲，以空一故，一切法得成，以空一故，一切法得成。虚空本身是从是，它也没它从来没有动，但是就是这样子存在的。但是因为它是这样的状态呢，所以有很多这个状态之中呢，很多的人事物能够活动生存。
Using water as example might not be as ideal because then you will, because the water actually has some element there. So it has something, is something there, right? So it's not as ideal to explain our original nature. So maybe we could try using the example, like say, void, or or void or space, empty space, to use that as to describe as Dhamma nature, because it's empty, and in this space we will see all kinds of phenomena like us, also in the space, or mountain, rivers. It is because it's empty, therefore can contain all these phenomena in it, right? But the space itself does not change, remain constant. Therefore, it can contain all sorts of things in it. Another phrase it talks about, because it's empty, all 10 Dhamma realms arise in it. It is because the nature is empty, therefore has the ability to manifest of the 10 Dhamma realms.
好，我们再回来哈，那这个譬喻大家知道吗？当然，用虚空的譬喻呢，来譬喻佛性，其实啊，说来说起来也不是真的非常恰当，但是目前好像就是这，好像就是就解释这个虚空可能比较最贴切一点。
Actually, using space, empty space, or void to describe our original nature again is not so ideal, but it is. By lack of words, it's probably the best way to describe it. You know, because ordinary sentient beings, we need something to hold on to hone into, so that we can understand the conceptual meanings. Therefore, we use different examples like space, empty space, or void to describe, but still not ideal because our mind seems to still grasp on something. To try to understand something that is not graspable. So therefore, if we practice deeper and deeper, then we would understand that actually none of these things could actually explain what the true nature or our original nature is.
就刚刚去在虚空里面活存在的活动的一切的人事物，这些呢其实都是暂时存在的。大家怎么？我们只要知道这个，就是真的道理，对我们就有帮助。
So to understand what that seeing our own nature means, just understand that our original nature is unmoving. And this Dhamma nature is unmoving, and it's always exists, regardless the situation of what happened or the phenomenal world. It constantly exist. So all these, the people, events, or things that occur in the phenomenal world, just understand they are here temporarily. They're not here permanently. It's our Buddha nature, our original nature, always there.
所以有些人讲见性是功呢，其实就是我们这个修行的一种功德。我们透过这个从修行而达到见性的目的，就叫功。So
the phrase says here, seeing your own nature is merit. That is, when we practice, we cultivation, we cultivate the Buddha Dhamma, to the point we see our nature. That is the containment. That is the merit that we will gain.
德就是有所得，第一个德是道德的德，第二个德是得到的德，德是有所得哈，可以这个从修行而得到的一种体验或者一种感，你自己的一种体验，你的反应，啊，就可以比喻做法像是。我觉得这个比喻很非常好，师父讲的比喻就好像一个将军，大将军，在战场上厮杀，得到大胜利啊，大胜仗，回来呢，国王就封皇帝，封他就有赏嘛，这个大功劳有赏，然后他一个王啊，或这一块地给他，就是一个功啊，这功非常的，我觉得这个在这边讲，这样非常的传神，大家知道吗？就是我们努力修行，就是一种。是功吗？努力修行，努力用功，一种修行，就是一个功。那这个在英文来讲，它比较不能够了解，不没有这么传承。大家了解意思吗
？So here says equanimity is virtue. Now the Chinese character can be explained in two ways. It can explain as virtue.Or it can be explained as something you will obtain, something you will get, or will gain. We could use this example, like let's say if you really practice cultivating seriously, then what you will have this kind of experience, you gain this experience of transformation,of your body and mind. And that itself is something, it is the outcome, what you perceive or obtain from your cultivation or practice. And as if a great general went out, fight the war, and win the war. And when this general came back, the king will give him some rewards, will give him a title like become a knight or become some, you know, a local a king or district king. Well, that kind of, victory that from the war is the reward is because he had won this great war. It's for the practitioners, it's like if you practice hard, right, and you gain this virtue, but in Chinese, we could, in that character, we also can explain that something like you actually obtain some outcome from your practice, so you gain something.
当然，我这边在强调，其实我们修行的，刚才用譬喻讲说，这个将军打胜仗啊，就是用世间法讲说，从外面有什么？真正我们讲到我们修行呢，它是从没有外得到，而是它是所谓的德是不得已用的这个智慧来，这个智啊来形容这个。就是我们的心性不断的开发，这种本性和法性的不断的让它本来的这个清净的纯净的这个本性慢慢的显化出来，就是一种德。
The way I just explained, the 德 or virtue or gain attainment, is from the perspective of the conventional truth.Right? Because the true understanding of this virtue or its when you cultivate, then your mind continuously reveals its true nature, and you continuously be that much closer in contact with your own true nature. That is what we're talking about virtue here. The earlier explanation, using the example of this great warrior, the great general, is from the conventional wisdom point of view to explain to ordinary sentient beings when they do something, they expect something, they expect an outcome. And that's from that point of view to explain. But the true, really explaining the virtue when you're cultivating to gain the virtue, it is when you continuously practice and continuously develop your nature of mind, and you continue to develop that original nature of yours, and that is the virtue itself when you cultivate.
So, 平等，正到平等火爆，其实这个就是，你能够心性看一切众生，一切世间的现象，就是平等，看到平等性，这就是德，这德就是道德德。特别讲讲掉哈，所以我越看越体会到我们中国自己太有意思了，太美妙，太传神。So
here, Gong Mary's is practice cultivation itself. And the virtue is the fruition of your cultivation or attainment. And what have you attained? What is this mind, the nature mind that you have seen? Is the equanimity. If you see everything equal. And that is state. We Chinese use the word merit. To describe that, equanimity, the mind of equanimity.
这是真的真的哈，看一切众生的一切的世间相的，能看到，你遇到平等性，这是一种修行道一种见性的，还有一种自者你的心性的开发，一种德用，自然看到世间一切的众生一切现象是平等性。
So when you are able to see all phenomena, all sentient beings is equal. And that, you see the true nature of mind, because the true nature of mind is equanimity. And it also is revealing what is the function of the true nature, which is equanimity.
接受一个道宗的大德，道宗禅师，他这个道宗禅师诸位知道嘛，非常有名的这个中国禅宗的大宗师，他的话筒叫话筒，就是什么是无的嘛，看话筒的禅宗的祖师，他的非常修行，他的年纪不到120岁。 我们所知道的中国的这个大修行人，除了他之外，再来一个虚愿老和尚，是120岁。
Next, I want to introduce you this great Chan master, Master Zhao Zhou. Zhao Zhou master is the one actually invented this Wato, what is Wu. He also someone who lived till 120 years old. It's among the Chan masters, the other person also lived till that age was Master Xu. Master Zhao Zhou, when he perceives his guests, there are three levels of guests and he treat them differently. The first level, he see this type of guest, he will see him or her on his bed. The second one, he will go to the gate to receive his guest. The third level kind of people, he'll go outside the gate and to receive his guests. Depending on what type of person you are, he'll give you a different kind of treatment.
I think this is 像第三等人，他本身就是烦恼性重，你不给他特别的客气，在接待的话，等一下他我们中国话一句话叫什么？小人难缠嘛。有没有这句话？所以禅师很有智慧哈，知道怎么样处理这个世间上的种种现象，该怎么对待的，就只能是给他如理的，很恰到好处的这种回应。
So the rationale behind this is that based on what type of quality you are, he will do different kind of interaction with you, right? So this way then the guests and the host will be all happy, you know, or feel there's nothing wrong about the situation. For example, the third level, he will go outside the gate to perceive, to receive you. There is an expression that it is hard to entangle with little people. So you have to be very careful how do you treat them. You don't want to upset them.
他是这个故事是出自在景德传灯录，就是建造这禅宗这些祖师的这些事迹啊。就是他这个。Could be said explained as small-minded people,
but literally translate little people or small-minded people. Okay, thank you.
小人，也可以这么讲啊，也可以说小人嘛，哎呀，他其实不是。
So small-minded people does not mean it has nothing to do with how rich or how, you know, how high official you are. It has to do with where your mind is. Are you very narrow-minded or you know, has to do with your mind ground, you know, where you are that we call, like you say, little-minded people. They're small-minded, I'm sorry, small-minded people. Yeah, had to do with that. And while this, it actually, there is a story behind this. And it recorded in the Lenten, the, what is that book? The Transmission of Lenten. You know, the, how do you call that, Shastras? The record of transmission of the Lenten. In that, there is a story recorded, what we just, Someone has a question?
他就是不要脑众生的愿嘛，就是让他众生欢喜的，可能他的因缘慢慢也会接触，会接近三宝，禅师的意义可能也是在这里。就像禅师的大智慧呢，我们但是可以用想象的，这议会上一点，他这个这故事这么讲哈，所以一个就是赵王嘛，就当时一个诸侯嘛，就是来仰慕大那大禅师的这样名望嘛，就来拜访他，来请法，他就是来一进要进来，就是他没有这个他在床上，禅床上。 他没有下来接见，就是坐在堂上这样讲，那因为这讲是这样讲嘛，然后他没有下来接见，就是坐在堂上这样接见这个灶王，然后这个那讲就是这长子计划变化，然后这长道王也不以为不生气，这个很非常欢喜，因为这个当然道助禅师太有名气了哈，就觉得他有修行，所以是高僧，所以就是两相谈甚欢就走了。第二天呢，道王就派人呢，就传一些东西呢，供养这个禅师呢，就派他的部下拿些东西送你来。
So the story recorded in the book we just mentioned is like this. One day, it is one of the king during the Zhou regime came to visit Master Zhou Zhou. At that point, Zhou Zhou was meditating on his bed. We call meditation bed at the time. He was meditating there. So the master didn't get off from his meditation bed. He was simply just receiving this local king, and just they had a small dialogue, and they were very happy, and the king left and was very appreciated how wise and how grateful that he felt those a few words that he received from the master. And the second day, he sent his staff to Master Zhou Zhou's place and offer all kinds of stuff to say thank you to the master for giving him this precious talk. And upon hearing that someone came to give these offerings to him, Master Zhou Zhou got off his bed and went to the gate and received these people, sent by the king. So one of his disciples was very puzzled by it. He said, asked the master, Master, well, yesterday when the king was here to see you, you didn't even bother to get off from your bed. Today, just these staff came to give you these offerings. You went all the way to the gate to receive them. How come?
那来了解嘛，已经造王了，一定是本身一定心性也是相当的修养，那是不是这样子？所以他就给他就是，这个不需要太我们世间的这种接待。So
the behavior of a Chan master usually cannot be understood from the ordinary sentient beings' point of view, right? They operate based on mind to mind. He understands, Master Zhou Zhou understand what level of you, then he will act accordingly. Therefore, he won't be, you won't create some vexations from it. He knew, for example, the king, he knew what kind of level he was and the kind of treatment he could take. So therefore, he will follow that.
So the whole thing is two different kinds. One is called the kind of 理性上来讲，众生是平等的，理平等。是平等的，就是虽然每个人每个众生的他的这个应该是平等的，但是每个人的努力，还有他过去的。 那个智慧因缘不一样，所以它显现出来就是不一样，就会有差别，所以不可能说一视同仁，大家都一样带一样的遭遇，所以视频的是这个人是什么样的地位呢，就要给他相应的这种位置，这个什么样的块头呢，就要给他相这个多大空间给他，这叫视频的。
When we talk about equanimity, there are two types from the perspective of Buddhism. One is from the perspective of principle. So from that point of view, our Buddha nature or nature are all the same or equal. It's that from that point of view is the principle. But from the phenomenal point of view, there is also a way of seeing equanimity. From that phenomenal point of view, then you will see every sentient beings are different because based on the way they cultivate blessings, the virtues, and cultivate the causes and conditions, they are all different. So based on this situation, you have to give them different kind of treatment. For example, some higher officials, you might be giving him a different kind of treatment. So because it's from a phenomenal point of view, all cause and conditions are different, therefore their titles, positions, their attributes are different, then you have to then treat them accordingly.
还有我们讲到四平等，我们进另外中国话就叫巧者拙之奴，有听过？这是实在是平等范围里面，巧者拙之奴，这你比较能力强、智慧善巧的人，你要多为社会大众多服务、多服务、多奉献。如果你这能力强、智慧要高的人，你就跟人家计较，同样的拿薪水，同样吃一顿晚饭。为什么我做这么多，你做这么少，那就是不平等。
Another, when we explain equanimity from the phenomenal point of view, there is a phrase that said, able person is this actually the slave of the unable. Is that clear? So in other words, if you are someone really knowledgeable or wise or has a lot of ability, you the one actually will serve, although lesser than you.
所以在座我们这我们的菩萨都很有能力哈，不要跟能力比你差的人计较哈。
So if you are the one actually able and wise, and you still sort of like calculating, you know, whether I get this and, you know, compete with other people, then you are not treating these things from an equanimity point of view, because you're the more able and you're more wise, you actually need to serve those lesser than you. So you shouldn't then have arising this kind of emotions and say, oh, it's not fair. It's actually very fair.
这道理可以运用在你们家里面，如果家里有这个比较能力比较差的哈，但是有其他的不能够，没有像你这么能干，这么能够这个防疫灵活，这做动作速度快，这样的人，请你要包容一家人，大家彼此真的要互相的扶持，这样子呢，其实是对自己也好，对家的对他对方也好，一方面呢，对自己好是说你有渐渐的遇到。平等的练习，平等的这种心，开发你的平等的心性，大家了解吗？要这样开发，是不是？所以我们说一直跟世间人一样，就是非常计较，我拿多少东西就要付出多少的事情，这是对自己没有好处的。
If you practice concept at home, actually will help you to further understanding this so-called equanimity from the perspective of phenomena. For example, if you're the one more able and really see things very quickly, understanding things very quickly, and you can spot things and react right away, if you're that kind of person at home, and you have to really then to really take care of the people in your family that is lesser than you, not as witty, not as capable. So this way, then there is a harmony between the family. And if, however, you constantly complain that, oh, how come I'm the one always do this and that, and then this person never done this and that, then you are then not really practicing this so-called equanimity mind at home. And if you are practicing that, then more and more you will further understanding what this equanimity means. And you will be have a better family, you know, in life, you know, living with your family. So it's worth practicing this at home.
我的过去年轻的在小年轻的时候，因为当然他们不知道国防，非常的跟兄弟姐妹非常计较的。这个为什么做这些，为什么做这么辛苦，都是把辛苦种的东西做呢，推给家里其他人。I
myself as an example, before I practiced Buddha Dharma, I was the one always, you know, really complain, or you know, having this fight with my siblings, you know, some difficult things, I will just push it away and then let a lot of my brothers and sisters to do that. Even after I left home, I was given certain positions to do, I still have this fixed mind to compare myself to others and constantly vex, because this is the arising the vexed mind. So we need to really, when the situation arises in front of us, we use that as the opportunity to reflect on ourselves innerly, whether we are actually practice this so-called equanimity, or we are actually practice vexations, you know, seeing the dynamic situation from the perspective of a vexation.
讲这个，有一对夫妻呢，在公家机构上班，他们很中年纪，中年中五十几岁的人，他们很苦恼，心很不平，为什么不平？When
I also share a story happened to a couple, who they both are over 50s, working in a civil servant. They work as a civil servant. They came to Shifu because they feel really unsettled in their mind about their job.
因为他们夫妇俩不同的机构单位，但是都是公务人员，但是遭遇都一样，非常的，就是这上级呢，就是不欣赏他们这个夫妻，即使他这个夫妻呢外表长得好，教育也是成程度高，然后能力又强，但是呢，这个单位在明年领升迁，明年加薪呢，都轮不到他们，反而是年纪比较轻，而且能力差很差的这些年轻的人，他的这个教育程度也没有比较高。 但是这些比他差的人，真的年年加薪，年年高升，但贫富情形直线上升。哦，他好生气啊！他看到他到公司看到他们就生气，就一肚子火，这个小人当道是不是？小人得道，那这什么世界？他就是心里实在很火，他就来找师傅。
Both of them are working as a civil servant in the government, but in a different unit. But they seem to have the same situation occur to both of them at work. That is that they, you know, both are very capable people, and they also are highly educated, and they also, the appearance, they're not bad, you know, good-looking people. But every year, when there is a chance of getting promoted, none of them will be the one being chosen by their superior. And so, also if someone gets the salary increase, and they won't get that either. So years after years, they will see other people younger than them, less capable, and not as so outstanding as they are, kept getting promoted, kept getting increased the salary. So they got really fed up and upset at work. Each time they go to work, they just have this anger just arise right then, you know, inside themselves. So they got really upset. They went to see Sifu and asked for advice.
他觉得这个世界不公平啊，不平啊。师父说这是平等，这是公平的。他经常生气说，这怎么会平等？
They feel this world is not fair at all. So they went to Sifu, and then Sifu said, it is fair. It's very, very, you know, fair. And then they say, how come? How is that fair?
Sifu 讲说一个人的这个无路哈，无路呢，他其实都是有他的前因后果，都有前因后果，而且还从你光是你看今生的，你还不能够看到这到底是什么原因。所以要从佛法的道理来看，要看过去生，看三世的因果呢，你才能看到一点点蛛丝马迹。那这个，你认为他是小人的人，他可能过去世呢，就做一些好事，或者是跟这个长官呢，就结上好缘。所以今生呢，即使他能力差，长得教育不怎么样，长得不怎么样，能力也不怎么样，但是这是最常事啊。那你们呢？那你们这些夫妻呢？其实应该算是不错的了，长得要，日本人长得不错，能力也强，教育也不够高，但是就是可能跟这个长官呢，也没有这么好的姻缘，啊，所以这如果你这样能够通过佛法的观念呢，三世因果来看呢，一切事都有它的前因后果，那你心就变得心平静气，也不会这么样的生气。
师父 said it's really fair. Now.A person who, at this lifetime, being, you know, really smoothly and at work, or really comfortable well, you have to see it from the perspective of three different lifetimes, three time periods, meaning the past, present, and the future, from the cause and effect through this three time frame. You know, the people who right now that you are having trouble with, your superior, maybe because in the past time you did not really have a very good affinity with this person. Meanwhile, the other people who are getting these, you know, promotion and increased salaries had done that. Therefore, it is fair.For this happen to them and not happen to you. So it's better for you to cultivate this mind of equanimity and see things or equal and see things from the perspective of cause and effect. Then you'll be able to know that everything happened supposed the way it is.
这个师父讲，你认为这些小人呢，他可能就是过去生中的结上好缘嘛，他今生如果他不尽心尽力，就是把这个工作做好，他今生把福报享尽，未来他就有得看了。他说看未来，看过去，看未来，根本没有趣味啊！我要看现在啊，我要看现在。 现在就是气，很生气。怎么现在看不到啊？你光生气也没有用啊。那这一直生气，生闷闷气的话，自己把身体搞坏了，以后身体自己会出问题。
嗯。And Sifu further said, you know, if these people, however, not continuously cultivating a good affinity with people, then they will, after they exhaust this good outcome they had accumulated from the past, they will no longer have these good things happen to them. So then, these couples heard what Sifu said and said, well, you talk about what's past and the future,I don't see that. I want good things happen right now. So they're still not very happy.
This is the world. So we don't want to get into this situation. We just look at the present. We just want to get good results. So you feel unfair. You see too much unfair. Some people earn money, it's very easy. They do anything. You're looking at the outside of the window, cutting your nails. How much money a day? How much money a day?多少钱？他的有的是都是拼死拼活的，就拼早拼晚哈。那多少钱啊？能养活家，非常不容易耶。这样是世间处处都不平啊，这个是太不公平的，是太到处都是哎。
师父 comfort them, say, you know, don't look at things like that. Otherwise, you get so angry, it will hurt your body, your health. You know, you will really hurt yourself. You know, better look at different way. You know, we should also.Take that and really cultivate that and practice that. Because if you see a lot of things from this couple's point of view, then yeah, you see unfairness all over the place. Because some people, they just cut their nails staring out of the window and then, you know, boom, the money comes and then, you know, get promotions. And other people work like a slaves and nothing happened, you know, and they're still stuck in that, you know, really uncomfortable situation.So if you look at this way, then of course it's not equal, not fair. You see it that way. But then if you see things that way, what's good to you, right? You get so upset and physically you actually is not well, you know, long enough.
Okay.
You talk about past lives, right?
Right.
How can you cultivate, like, belief in that?
Mm.
That's like the hardest thing for me to accept
the notion
of past life karma.
这个因果，过去式的因果哈，然后展现到现在。
现在的这个这一世的这个所有的这个发生的事，这个现象哈，他说这个佛法的观点对他来讲是非常难了解。
其实这个因果处处到处都是，从出到现，只要有心，你就会发现到。比如说，你今天如果你如果今天晚上很晚睡，你做很多事，这里抓到精疲力竭的话，怎么睡觉？到明天起来，你是什么状况？这是因果啊，就是这样。这个因果是其实你看到处都是因果，没有什么过去式。你今天很努力用功，很努力这个去读书，即使你的没有这种读书的因缘，就是你的功课啊，他的分数也不会太差。当然也有特殊的，即使怎么读的分数是
Let's not talk about past life to explain the cause and effect, right? Let's just start right now, right? Like today, if you go to bed very, very late, right? That's the cause. What's going to be the effect for tomorrow for you, right? You can see cause and effect every moment of the time in your life right now. So, for example, if you really study hard, right? Study, some subjects very hard, and you, when you...go and take a test, you probably a better score, right? If you really study very hard, your score will be probably higher than otherwise. So these are cause and effect. You can see it right there, right now.
I see it in my life, I just don't see the past life.
Right. So that's okay. If you just see right now, if you study hard right now, it's fine. Right now, you can get the fruition what you have done. That is the concept of causes and effects.
可是他说对未来是来影响他今生的 过去是他这一点，他实在是不能够接受，他看不到过去，所以他没有办法接受这个道理，就很难。所以
We need a microphone so people recording can hear.
If you extend this position to its ultimate end,
it's on. Yeah.
Okay, it's on. This sounds like a sort of radical acceptance that would lead to complete passivity in the face of any kind of injustice in the world. I believe that one can maintain a proper dharmic attitude, but at the same time understand that maybe it's time to take action every now and then against somebody who's doing something really bad. If we accept this idea completely, this sort of everything is just karma from previous lives and you don't have to do anything except just accept it, does that really mean that if a murderer is loose in your neighborhood and has killed 5 or 6 people, you don't call the police? It can't mean that. When I look at Taiwan as a society, they have a police force. And those police go out and take people into custody by force if necessary, if those people are really dangerous. They do it. Okay? Now, how does that... See, I'm just asking, see, I'm only raising... When I talk about this to other people, that's what comes up. They say, but what if it really is unjust? Isn't there such a thing as a bad person? Do we really have to allow people to walk around in our neighborhoods killing all our friends and never do anything about it? Is that really what's being taught here? If not, please explain the distinction.
他说法师解释这个平等心哈，怎么用平等心，然后对于这个我们现在这次所面临的一些我们自己认为不太公平的事情哈，用这个佛法因果的观点来解释，这样子的话就说，因为我们也许过去是没有结这个善缘，所以今世呢跟这个长官呢这个之间的这个沟通呢可能就没有这么样的自己这么如自己的愿哈。那他说如果用这个观念来解释的话，把它延伸下去就是说，好，那一切都是用这个三世因果来看咯，那如果今天有人在这个拿了一个枪去杀人或怎么样，那这个也是因为过去是跟现在是他们之间的一种因果关系的一种造成这种现象，那我们是不是也不需要干涉咯，因为这是他们之间的这个因果的一种关系，那这样子的话是不是是一个正确的了解呢？
刚刚我刚才提的是四平等，什么叫四平等？对方是什么样的状况呢？就给他一个恰到好处，非常很适合那个位置给他坐。如果是这么一个危险的人，这么恐怖的人，危险大众的话，当然不能这样子。
对对。
师父曾经开始的道理很清楚了，要智慧的处理。
对对。
就是，碰到事情要智慧的处理，不是说是说不是这样子的道理。那哎，怎么会误会到这么严重的误会呢？这么严重误会。
严重误会。对对对对earlier I mentioned about equanimity from the phenomenal point of view, which means you see situation, what is necessary to react, you react necessarily, right? You see different people, what they are, from the perspective of phenomenal point of view, orconventional point of view, you treat them accordingly. For example, if someone who is really out there to kill some other people, that is a phenomenon you see, and you treat that accordingly. You pick up a phone, you call the cops, and you say, this is something happened, right? This is the equanimity from the perspective of a phenomenal world, a conventional world. You don't violate that at all, right?It's not a violation of when you're explaining the cause and effect from the 3-time period. There's no conflict between the equanimity from the conventional point of view. 师父has emphasized that you really need to follow what is the conventional rule. and you do it, use your wisdom, and you do it accordingly.
Right, well, I understand that, and but I'm just talking about this story we're being told. These two people came in and they felt that they were being treated unjustly at work. Maybe they were. In the United States today, you know, you can sue your employers and your bosses under certain circumstances if you think they've been treating you unjustly. That's where our society is on this question. It's not something that you have to just accept. Now, I know that having a bad boss who doesn't treat you well and you don't get promoted when you think you deserve it and other people don't is not nearly as serious a thing as a psychopathic murderer going around in your town. I understand that there's a difference in degree there. But when Shifu was talking to these people, see, what I think would happen, if Americans go into Shifu and say, we're being mistreated at work, and he gives that explanation, which we just heard, they're going to say, you're blaming the victim. That's the phrase they'll use. You are blaming the person who is being hurt. That's what Americans will say to them. Okay? Now, I just want to know. Now, I have to talk about the Dharma to Americans. Okay? That's what I have to do, and I need to know, you know, I mean, I've worked through this, I think I can usually do it, but I understand, what I say is, yeah, take whatever action is necessary, but don't get angry internally. You want to maintain the equanimity in your own mind, but you can, in fact, arrest a murderer and maintain an attitude of equanimity as you do it. Right, that's the tricky thing. It's hard, but that's what I think the teaching really is.
他的意思就是说，他说，就是对这个法师刚刚特别举的那个例子，那对夫妇哈，他在工作上觉得很不平，因为别的人比他能力又差，然后又年轻，又没有那么多经验的，结果都又升官又加薪。他说如果这种现象发生在美国的话，这两个人其实可以去告他的长官的哦，是不是就是说他们不需要就是说一定要就是说就这样忍受他这样子的觉得不公平的一种待遇哈、哦、所以说他说如果今天这个问题呢，如果是西方众来去问师父的话，他不知道师父会不会用同样的这样子的一种道理来回答这种西方人，因为西方人会听，如果师父用同样的这样子的道理来用三世因果的这种道理来回答这种西方人的话，西方人会觉得说你事实上是他已经是受害者了，你还在这个埋怨说这个受害者是他的错他是这样子解释。那西方人如果听到这样子的回答的话，他会觉得很不以为然当然他因为他是一个讲师嘛，哈，就是佛法自己的讲师，所以他有一些学生，他在上课的时候呢，他本人因为学生也会问到一些问题，所以他就会想到说，如果这样子的问题问出来的话，他应该要怎么样最恰当的来给一些西方众或是对于西方受教育的人怎么样一个回答才是一个比较正确的一个回答。
其实这故事后面还没结束啊，师父的回答其实大家可以做参考的。
嗯哼。
师父是那有有几条都跟他劝告，就第一个就是要改变那种，就是长官对他不公平的心态，改变那种心态，改变你觉得你这种负面，就是因为你对这个人有这种负面印象的话，你的态度就对他不好，你就是让造成长官对你更不好印象。对，所以你如果你心态改变的话，你对他态度的改变，包括你的长官啊，真的你认为小的那一群年轻的。你都能够改变你的态度的话，他们对你的观感会改变，那可能慢慢你的遭遇也会改变，他有可能会给你加薪，会升官发财。所以师父也这么讲，这一条路是
很可以的。OK. The story hasn't finished yet, right? so they still feel very upset, right? So the Shifu trying to help them is to change their attitude in their mind, right?The reason is that once their attitude has changed, and the behavior will change followingly, right? If their attitude changes saying, okay, these are not the people, really, you know, so if they their attitude changed, that perceive these people not so negatively, right? So then they see their superiors, they won't get so upset, their expression won't be so negative. Then they have this kind of positive kind of demeanor. Then people will, you know, will be more likely get so closer, you know, like more likely to promote them, because, and then even to the people that he's very upset with, the so-called young people getting promoted, if his attitude changed, that the way they both treat them will be different, and then the reaction from them will be also different. So Sifu, what trying to do is to try to use that concept that they could understand, so that to change, they're willing to change their attitude. And that is one road they can go, right? To try to change their attitude when facing the situation at work. The second one. The time is up, so the second way that Sifu said they could do, we'll continue later, next time. Next month. So we have to finish today because the time is up. Way up. So we're going to do the merit transfer.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土上报四重恩下济三福苦若有见闻者悉发菩提心尽此一报身。
May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Outwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhimana. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.